Begin the current daf, Masechta Sfachim daf Tes. Begin 9 lines down for the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues her discussion with the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had introduced, as we said in our opening Mishnah, there are two exceptions to the law of Kol HaZvachim Shenizvachu Shlodishman, that Kesherim Elu Shlodishman Ba'al Shem Chayva, they're Chatas and the Karban Pesach. Both of them, if they're slaughtered Shlodishman, they're actually going to be Pasal. Now the Gemara introduced a Braisa that actually said something seemingly paradoxical, that Pesach b'shayi ma'aseh shana, not on the 14th of Nisan erev Pesach, when it's slaughtered. If it's slaughtered l'shma, it's pasul. Shaloi l'shma, it's going to be actually kosher. So the Gemara asks, where do we know this from? So the Gemara brought from Avu d'Shmuel from a pasuk. Pasuk says ve'im min atzayin karbanei l'zevach shlamim l'Hashem. What the pasuk is teaching is something that comes from the tzayin, which is the karban Pesach, where it only comes from tzayin and not bakar. Then it should be that it's going to be l'zevach shlamim, for a karban shlamim. So actually, the rest of the year, because it can't be obviously during the time when you bring the Pesach, because actually if you bring it for a Shlomim then, it's actually going to be Pasul, like we said. Rather, Shayim Meisashana, then it's going to be Kasher as a Shlomim. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, then it should only be Kasher for a Shlomim and not for anything else. Why does the Braisa say that if it's brought Shaloi Lishma, which sounds like for any other carbon to Shayim Meisashana, it's going to be Kasher? So that the Gemara answered, which the Gemara ultimately concluded by saying that the word Lazevach is a ribui. It's an inclusionary term, which says, yes, it's going to be lazevach shlamim, but whatever you slaughtered for any other zevach, including a chatos or asham, whatever it is, it's going to be as a shlamim. And then the Gemara asks, but why? If you're learning it as a ribui, so lazevach should be inclusionary, and l'shlamim should be its own term. So it should be including for whatever you slaughtered for, should get that designation. I mean, the Gemara had previously asked it when it was thinking it as a klal par the klal, but now the Gemara re-asks the question, because if it's a ribui, so it's like two different terms, as if it says l'shlamim u'l'zevach, for shlam or for any other carbon. So then whatever you have in mind for shaloi l'shmai, for that designation, not on the 14th of Nisan, it should be that animal. So the Gemara had two different approaches, essentially the same idea, that a kachem an achalim, which is a carbon Pesach that was eaten before Pesach, so now when it's not being slaughtered on Erev Pesach, but you're still going to keep it by something which is eaten, and eaten by every person, which is a shlam, in contrast to all other karbanos, either they're not eaten like an ayla, or it's only eaten by kahanim, like by chatas and asham. Or another approach was that we're doicha a kachem kalim, which is what a pesach is, to be, when it's not as a karban pesach, to another kachem kalim, which is a shlamim, in contrast to an ayla, asham, chatas, they're all kachem, and therefore we're not going to designate it for that. And that is where the Gemara continues and says, maskeb l'Rav Yitzchok b'Rebbe Savriv. Sev eima shachti l'shem maise, but okay, fine, that answers oila and asham and chatash, things that are kachem that are not eaten by everybody, or kachem, 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 which are not like the Karban Pesach, that okay, although we're not going to be as the Karban Pesach, because it's not on the 4th of Nisan, let's say the 12th of Nisan, but we're gonna do it as something like a shlam. But says the Gemara, why does it have to be specifically a shlam? If you're saying that the word lazevach is a ribui, which is that when you're bringing minatzayin, which is the leftover of the Karban Pesach or before Pesach, and you didn't bring it, shalad l'shmai, that it's going to be l'shlamim, and you're saying it can't be for oila and chatas and asham because they're different, fine, that excludes them. But still, eim l'shacht l'shei maisa, let's say we should say, but if he slaughters it for it to be a maisa behema, which is generally the 10th of every animal, but it's a certain type of carbon, where he's having that in mind on the 12th of Nisan to slaughter this carbon Pesach as a maisa, lahava maisa, then it should be considered as the halach of maisa behema, because that is kachem kalam, that is something that's eaten l'chal adam. And then the question is, so l'mai ha'chasav, what halachic relevancy would it have more than being a shlamim? It's a deloy lebay in the sachem. It would not require the libations because b'chayr and meiser do not require in the sachem, as the Gemara says, "Mnachas daf tzadim abeis." In contrast to a shlamim, ulamilka and also that there would be a violation of lashes below yigoyel, which by the parsha meiser behema, which the 10th of every new animal that the person has from that year, it says yikaydish should be holy lo yigoyel. The Gemara b'chayrus and daf lam beis explains what does it mean lo yigoyel. It means not to sell it. So that's unique halachas that apply to Maisa Behema. Well, then why can't it be Maisa Behema? Yes, it cannot be Chatas Eilinj and Asham, but it could be Maisa Behema. So why are we saying it's always going to be a Shlamim? And that's the Gemara, no, Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says of a Yikra, when it talks about the Pasha Maisa Behema, it says, Ha'asir Yir Kodesh. You let the animals go one by one to have the 10th one, and then the 10th one, Ha'asir Yir Kodesh is going to be the holy one. That's going to be Maisa Behema. And that says the Gemara, what the Pasuk is teaching is, Zem Meiser, this one, only the one that's the 10th one of the new animals will be halachically like a Meiser Behema, Ve'in Acher Meiser, there's no other animal that could be a Meiser Behema. In other words, you cannot say that the Meiser Pesach, the leftover of the Karm Pesach that you're doing on a different day, should have the halacha of Meiser Behema. So yeah, although it would fit into the category of what, how we're defining the Pasuk, that we're going to be Deicha, Kachem, Kalim, and that Tanuchel, Meitzah, Kaladam would apply to Maisa Behemah, just like Shlomim, but it can't be Maisa Behemah from the Gzeir Kasav, which says only the actual essential Maisa Behemah is Maisa Behemah, but a different animal like the Maisa Pesach cannot be Maisa Behemah. So Gemara says, fine, a different question. But say, if let's say they're having in mind to slaughter this Pesach on a different day of the year, as the halacha of a bechor, which is a certain type of a carbon, the firstborn animal is brought as a carbon of bechor, lahavik a bechor, then it should have the status of a bechor, not of shlamim. And lamai hechasav, what halacha relevancy would we say that it's going to be a bechor and not a shlamim? Is deloy labay nesachim, first of all, that it does not require nesachim, like we said before, meiser and bechor do not require the wine libations. And inami, or another difference, is delay to the kahanim. Just like a bechor has to be given to the kahanim, it's his, so to this would have to be given to the kahanim, in contrast to a shlamim, which is going to be eaten by its owner. Says the Gemara, no, bechor nami, it also cannot be for meiser behema, because avara, avara, and meiser gamar, we have gzeris shavar for meiser behema, whereby bechor it says in Shemaisiv Gimel, v'havartu kol patarechem, you should pass by all those which were firstborns, and by meiser it also says, kol hashayav tachas hashavid, every animal that's going to go beneath the stick, which is that the 10th one they branded with an imprint. So both of them say the term of avara, of passing by. We learn gzeir shava, just like over there by Meiser Behemah. We just said before that it cannot be Meiser Pesach. Here also by Bechor cannot be the Meiser Pesach. But they must still ask. Fine. Ve'im ha'shachti l'shem tamura l'have a tamura. But say, if let's say they're having in mind that this should be a tamura. Now tamura is not really an essential carbon in its own right. A tamura means, it is a certain type of a carbon, but means when you had a carbon, let's say an oila, and you say, okay, I don't want this animal to be the carbon, let's swap it, transfer it to a different animal, that new animal becomes the sanctity of a tumuras oila, or whatever carbon you were trying to switch it to. But ultimately, it's a certain type of a carbon. So let's say they're bringing this Pesach on a different day of the year, and he's doing it shaloi lishmoy, meaning not to be a carbon Pesach, but rather for something else. So let's say he's having in mind for it to be tamura, it should be a tamura, not a shlam. And lamai hechasav, what halachic relevancy would that have? First of all, lemilkala, that he should get lashes because of violating the issur of tamura. It's actually a prohibition to do tamura because of loyach lifena, not to swap the carbon sanctity to another animal, which actually doesn't even help. It just makes the tamura also sanctified. And inami, another difference is lemeikam alav, but leyimachav but leygol, to have the violation of not selling, of not transferring. So that would be a halachic relevancy of making it into tamura. That Amar Zutra Bereid of Nachman, a similar type of answer like we gave for the previous questions. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Meyikra, and it talks about the Loch of Temura, says, Vahayahu Usmarasai, that like we said before, that what happens is that actually the carbon sanctity does not get transferred, it retains its sanctity, but not only is it now holy, but even what it was transferred to also, the Temura also gets the sanctity. But what we're learning out from this wording is that Vahayahu Usmarasai is that Zu Temura, only a literal transfer when you have an unconsecrated animal near the animal that is sanctified, and then he transfers, that's where you have hu usmarasai, that then it becomes tamura. But ve'ein achar, but you're not going to have a different carbon which was being slaughtered to be a tamura, that doesn't make it into tamura. So therefore, the Gzeir Kasav is telling us that you cannot have Meiser Pesach become a tamura, only a real tamura is a tamura. So the Gemara asks a different question. Say that if you're slaughtering the Karm Pesach on a different day of the year, for it to be a Thanksgiving offering, it should be like a taida. What halacha would that be different than a shlam? Is latina lechem, to require breads. The carbon taida requires breads. Then it would require lechem. And that answers the Gemara, is it possible for it to be the Pesach gufei loy boy lechem? The Karm Pesach itself does not require breads. And yet its remnants, meaning the Pesach on the other day of the year when you're going to sacrifice, then would require breads. How could it be more severe than the Pesach itself? On that, the Gemara asks, if that's your logic, then hashtinami. Then here also, the Pesach gufi lebayin nesachim, is it possible that the carbon Pesach itself does not require libations of wine to be poured on the mizbeach? And yet you're saying that it's leftover does require libations, because you said that it's considered like a shlam. A shlam requires nesachim. So the same answer you're giving for Taita, then how is it possible to be a shlam? How is it more severe than the Pesach itself? So the Gemara says, no, I'm not hachikim, and this is what we said. No, it's not difficult. yes, you could have that the Meister Pesach, if it's going to be a Shlamim, would require Nesachim, even though the Pesach doesn't, and therefore that wouldn't be an answer for Taida either. Yeah, the Taida then, would, if it would be like a Taida, it also would require Bretz, and that wouldn't be difficult. But what we were saying was as follows. Mikamida, is it possible, not because of the primary Pesach, but the Meister Taida Asma, is it possible that when you have the remnant of a Karban Taida itself, how is that possible? For example, let's say someone designated a Karban Taida. He lost it. So he designated a new Karban. Then they found the first one. That so now, the one that they had separated second, because they thought they lost the first one, but then they found the first one. So that second one, loy bay lechem, it doesn't require breads to be brought with it, as the Gemara teaches in Menachas Davayin Tesham Beis, that only the primary Karban Taida requires breads, but not the child of the Karban Taida, not the Tamura, and not the one that you swapped it with. They don't require breads. So if the Meiser Taida itself does not require breads, Ve'ilu Meiser da'asi l'ma'amo, and yet you're going to tell me that a leftover of a different carbon, meaning if a Taida is coming from a Meiser Pesach, the Bayer Lechem that's going to require breads, the Meiser Taida itself doesn't require breads, how could the Meiser Pesach that's being brought as a Taida require breads? And therefore that's what the Gemara was saying. It's not possible for it to be like a primary carbon taida, because a carbon taida requires breads, and we said that would be the only halachic relevancy of making in the taida, not a shlamim, but that's not possible. It can't be that the Meisah Pesach is going to be a taida requiring breads if the Meisah taida itself does not require breads. Now, the Gemara continues now and asks, Mastikavla Rav Yemer Bereder of Hill, he asks on what was brought from the previous staff already, on the primary drasha, that Avud Shmuel was saying and explaining the source of the brisa, that if a carbon pesach that's slaughtered shaloi l'shmoi b'shayim meisah shana, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because he brought a pasuk. He says ve'im natzein karbani l'zevach shlam Hashem, which says that if it's something that's usually brought only from tzayin, which is the carbon pesach, so then obviously, and we're not talking about erev pesach because erev pesach it has to be slaughtered l'shma, and if not, it's actually possible. But then, if on any other day of the year it's slaughtered Shaloi lishmai, meaning for a shlamim, or for any other carbon, like we said for next word lezevach, it's going to be a shlamim, then actually it's going to be kosher, it's going to be like a shlamim. So on that primary drasha, the Gemara has the following question. Where do you know to interpret the pasuk that's talking about when it says v'imen atzayin, that it's talking about the remnants of the carbon pesach, because that's something that's only brought from the flock, from sheep, and not from cattle? Maybe it's referring to a leftover from a carbon asham, meaning because an asham is also only can be brought as a ram that's intact, that's only from the sheep, and it doesn't come from the buck or from the cattle. So maybe Vim and Atzayin is talking about a meiser asham, by an asham that wasn't used, and therefore what do you do with it maybe when it's not being used, that then it's also brought shaloi l'shma, it's going to be kasher. And it's brought and it comes as a shlamim. How do you know it's referring to the Meisah Pesach? So Amar Rabbi says no, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Meyikra, V'im min hatzayin karbanai lezevach shlamim, which was the pasuk we brought on the previous daf. That if it's from the tzayin, that it's going to be his carbon, then it's going to be for a carbon of a shlamim. How you learn the pasuk is davar hashav b'chal hatzayin. It has to be something that's equal by all types of sheep. Now, sheep has two types in its category. It has lambs and it has goats, like the Karban Pesach, which can be brought from either one, and excluding the asham that doesn't come from goats, and that it only comes from the lamb, so from an isle. And therefore, it's obviously only talking about Meisah Pesach and not Meisah Asham. So on this answer, Maskev L'Rab Oven Bar Chiyav, some say it's Rab Oven Bar Kahana, says, I understand. B'chol aserat amrit min lohitzi, everywhere throughout in the Talmudic interpretation of the Torah, we always explain that the word min, from, is an exclusionary term. Like, for example, as the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Mem Amud Beis says, when it's talking about karbanos, so it says you should bring the carbon min habehema, from the animal. From, not all, which excludes if, let's say, the animal was sodomized. And it says min habakar, from the cattle, which excludes if it was served as a avodah zarah. And it says min hatzayin, from the flock, from the sheep, it excludes even if it was just designated to be for avodah zarah. Now, v'kan, and yet over here, you're answering min l'rabbis. You're saying the word from is an inclusionary term, because you're saying, oh, min hatzayin means Pesach. Why? Because it means something that's brought from all types of sheep, not like Ashan, that's only from them. To the contrary, min is exclusionary. It should say from the sheep, which is only one type, and not both types, which would be Ashan and not Meisah Pesach. So on that Amar Rabbani, he says, no, you're right. Your question is correct. Hachanami, here also when we say that it's talking about Moisa Pesach, min is lahitzi. The word from is exclusionary. Because even when we're talking about the Moisa Pesach, and how do we know it's talking about Karban Pesach? Because min is saying delay asi ben shtei shanim. It's not brought if it's 2 years old. It's only brought in its first year. Delay asi ben akev is not brought as a female because it has to be brought from the zachar. Now, but then the question was, so then how do we know it's talking about Moisa Pesach that includes all types? Isn't min excluding? Yeah, it's excluding nekeva and being 2 years old. But however, the reason why we knew it's Moisa Pesach is when it says min hatzoin, so min's excluding what we just said, but hatzoin, the sheep, sounds like all types of sheep, whether it's ksavim, whether it's kvasim or izim, and therefore again, the miut of min is excluding the kevas. But hatzoin is including all, that's how we know it's Moisa Pesach and not Moisa Asher. The Gemara still asks and said, Maskav l'Rav Chana Bagdisoy from Baghdad says, Umi metzisa amr techik siv hai. Is it really possible to say that when this pasuk, which we brought before, that b'meisa pesach siv, that this whole parasha over there is talking about the leftover carbon pesach, meaning a carbon pesach that's not being brought on the 4th of Nisan, but rather any other day of the year, that then it's going to be kosher as a shlamim, as a different carbon when it's actually brought not to be a carbon pesach? But it says over there in that parasha, the following pasuk. It says, im kesef, if it's a lamb. And then there's another pasuk that says, im eiz, if it's a goat. Now, says the Gemara, mechlal de laba meisa pesach. This should prove that that parasha is obviously not talking about a leftover carbon pesach, but rather it's talking about a generic carbon shlamim. And the way you have to read the pasuk is, when it says ve'im in atzayin, it means to say, if someone took a neder to bring a carbon from the tzayin, from the flock, from the sheep, then he could bring whatever he wants, which is what the pasukim continue over there. Either, like it says, from the keves, from the lamb, or mina'izim, from the goats. Because if you would think the parasha is talking about Meisr Pesach, like we're interpreting, then why does the pasuk have to continue and say, oh, im keves, im eiz? I don't understand. Obviously, this animal could be from the kvasim or izim, because in the parsha of the Karban Pesach in Shmoy's Perikid Beis, it says that the Karban Pesach is brought min kvasim and izim. What would be the necessity of saying this? Obviously, it's talking about the halachas of shlamim and not of Moisir Pesach. Says the Gemara, no. It's talking about, like we're saying, the Moisir Pesach. But hahu mi boile, we did need to say im keves, im kesev, im eiz. We had to tell you, because although we know that the Karban Pesach and so to the Moisa Pesach could be brought from those types of animals, but we need to look at the time, like we learned in the Braisa, that to differentiate and explain the specifics of the halachas to say that there's a difference between if it's brought from a lamb or from a goat, because a keves requires that its tail is sacrificed in the Mizbech. In contrast, a goat, its tail is not part of the sacrificial parts. Like we learned in the Braisa, it says in the Pesach over there, as we just quoted, keves. Now, that's superfluous, because since it said already before, the Imen HaTzayin, that says that if you're going to bring this, that was the opening pasuk we expounded, there's some of the Karban Pesach, it says, if it's Min HaTzayin. Now, Tzayin is sheep. Sheep is two types, Kvasim and Isim. Now, later on it says, as we quoted, it says, V'im Eiz, and if you're going to bring a goat. Now, obviously the inference is that up until now we were not talking about a goat. Now, which other one is there under the category of sheep, of Tzayin? Obviously, Toma Keves, because you say Min HaTzayin, and there's only two types. So why does the pasuk say, if you're bringing a keves? Oh, l'rabbis es ha-pesach la'aliyah. It's coming to include that since we explained that this pasuk is talking about the meisr pesach, the karban pesach, that by the pesach, when you're bringing a lamb, that there's something more that's going to be included with the sacrificial parts, is going to be the tail, which is opposite the area of the kidneys and below. Which is because the pasuk says l'umas ha'atzi yisarena, opposite the backbone that should be taken down. Now, but also the atzi could also be translated as referring to the kloyus, to the kidneys, because there are what yoyatzis, they give counsel. So atzi could be from the term of etza, that from that area downward, which is the area of the tail, when the backbone continues into the tail, from the kidneys on downward, that is sacrificed together with the rest of the Karban Pesach. Now that's what we're learning of the extra word keves, that another part is sacrificed, which is the tail. Now, Keshuwaimer im keves, when it says extra word if, what's the im? Im keves is l'rabbis comes to include the following halachas that they're also going to be like the pasuk there says l'zevach shlamim. That is coming to include, as we'll see shortly, although we're already including from this pasuk the meiser pesach, but we'll see that it's coming to include pesach she'ibr shnasa, which we're going to explain why this is different than the previous teaching. Sounds like the same thing. Karban pesach, that it's year past, the Karban Pesach has to be in its first year. If it already got into its second year, then it's not brought as a Karban Pesach, but rather that such a expired Karban Pesach. Ushlam haboy machmas Pesach, and also the Karban Shlam that's brought together with the Karban Pesach, which refers to the Karban Chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, as the Gemara explains in Pesachim Nef Semach Tesam Abeis, that lachom it's a Shlam, that they also have all the halachas like a Karban Shlamim, which means, Shehitud Nesmicha, that like a regular Karban Shlam, that you have to lean on the head of the animal, or Nesachim, you have to have the wine libations, or Tenufas Chazav HaShaykin, you have to lift up and do that ceremony of the lifting of the breast and the thigh of the animal. That's what we learn of the next word, Im. Now, Kishwaimer im A's, then when the Pasuk continues says, and if it's a goat, what's that coming to teach? As we said, we already know that the Meister Pesach, which is what we're talking about, can be brought from goats. It's Hifsik Inyan, it's coming to interpose, to stop between the Kevis and the A's, which Limer ala A's, She'enetu an Aliyah, it's coming to teach that, in contrast to the Kevis, which we just included, that the Aliyah, the tail, is brought, that by the goat, the tail is not brought. Now, the Gemara asks, as we alluded to before, but v'hama hacha nafka, is it really from here, like you just brought from the extra word im, that a Pesach that is already past its first year, and then now it's in the second year, that it's brought as a shlamim, but that is what would be called the maestra Pesach, the leftovers. Now, that we already learned out before, which we quote on the previous stuff, which we were discussing on this amen, midavu d'shmul nafka, we learned from the father Shmuel. Dama v'udishmu, like we said in the previous daf, he expounded the pasig, says ve'im atzein karbani lezevach shlamim, that if it's from something that's brought from the sheep, that then it should be sacrificed as a shlamim, which means dava b'man atzein yehi lezevach shlam, which is referring to the Karban Pesach. Like we said, it's not meiser asher. We explained why it's not anything else, but rather meiser Pesach. So we already have a source. How can you say that ve'im is coming to include that? Now the Gemara answers the question by asking another question. Vakati medrav nachman amirab arvua nafka, says the Gemara. Forget about that. I have another question to ask you. We actually know this halach of Meisah Pesach and being brought as a shlam from a different source. Dam Rav Nachman Rav Baravu, he says, Menayin l'Meisah Pesach shekarav shlamim. He brings it the same answer. He says, where do we know that the leftover of Karban Pesach is sacrificed as a shlamim on the rest of the days of the year? Shlamelik says a pasuk in Devarim. Says, Zavachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha tzoyna bakar. You should slaughter the Karban Pesach for Hashem your God, a flock and cattle. Now that's difficult. Karban Pesach only brought from lambs and from goats, which is only tzayin, not bakar. Rather, he says from here is where you learn that the leftover of the Karban Pesach, meaning not on the 14th of Nisan, that it should be for something that is designated as brought from sheep and from flock and cattle. What is that? That's the Karban Shlamim, because that's brought from all types of tzayin and bakar, whether the male and female. That's only by Shlamim, unlike all other Karbanas. So you have a third source. How do we understand this? So El Rav Digmar answers it all together and says, you're right. Talasa Kroik Siva, there's three psukim that say the same halach of Meisah Pesach. Now, however, the Gemara explains, we continue to Beis, each one is referring to an added chiddush more than the other one. Chad le'ibrizmane, the first one would be telling us, if the Karban Pesach already bypassed its time, meaning the time of slaughtering the Karban Pesach, meaning it already passed the 14th of Nisan. And a second variable it would require is ve'ibrishnasa, it's already passed its year two, it's in second year. That's what one would come to include. V'chad, another one would come to include, le'ibrizmane v'loishnasa, if its time passed, I mean it's already passed the 4th of Nisan, but it's not past its year, it's still in the first year. V'char, and the third source would come to teach, that it didn't pass yet, not its time, and not its year. Meaning if, let's say, it was slaughtered before Pesach, let's say on the 12th of Nisan, to be a shlamim, that then it would be kosher, even though it's still fit for its first Pesach, which is going to come up in a few more days. As the Gemara explains to Tricha, we needed all these three sources. Because Rechman Chad, had we only had one source, Sahavimina, I would have said, Hechad de Ibrish Nasa Bizmani, only if it passed its year, meaning the year of the age of the animal, and the time of the Karban Pesach, which is on the 14th of Nisan, where the Itchimi Pesach Legamri, it's totally rejected from being Karban Pesach because the date already passed, and it's already expired in its age, it can't be brought anymore. And therefore, yeah, then it's going to be kosher like a shlam. But if, let's say, it passed the 14th of Nisan, but it's not past its first year, it's still only 8 months old, this animal, the Chazila Pesach Sheni, it's fit to be brought as a Pesach Sheni, which is there are certain people, if they weren't able to sacrifice a Karban Pesach on Yudal Nisan, they bring it in on Yudal Iyar, they bring by what's called Pesach Sheni. So Emaloi, I would say that it's not kosher as a shlam, it still has a designation as a Karban Pesach. So therefore, we need a second source to say even when it's just ibra zmanay v'lo ibra shnasay, it's still going to be brought and kosher as a carbon shlam. Now, because Rachman Hanitartyad, we only said two sources. So I would say Mishum the Itchiluhum Imulsayu, because these two things at least were rejected from its primary halacha, which is the Pesach Rishon. One because it's Ibrizmani and Shnasi, the other one because at least it's Ibrizmani. It already passed the fourth of Nisan. But if the date didn't pass yet and its age didn't pass yet, the Chazal Pesach, which totally full-fledged, eligible to be the Karban Pesach in a few days from now, I would say, no, there's not kosher as a shlamim because it's still a valid Karban Pesach, and therefore actually if you do it on a time before Pesach, it's going to be pasul as a shlamim. Therefore we need even the third source to say, if it's not the 4th of Nisan, any other day of the year, the Karban Pesach that's done shalai l'shma, is going to be kosher as a Karban Shlamim, and therefore we need all three sources to say this halacha, Meisa Pesach, being kosher as a Shlamim on B'shai Meisa Shana. Now going back to what was actually discussed previous staff, where we were talking about these two types of Karbanas, Pesach and Chatas, that they're unique in contrast to all of the Karbanas. When they're slaughtered Shalai Lishma, then they're going to be pasul, not just not fulfilling the obligation, but not even able to do the rest of the acts of the services. So regarding that halacha, Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavig. Rav said in the name of the sage Mavig, the following halacha. Chatas Sheshachtu Lishum Chatas Nachshon. Someone's bringing a Karban Chatas, and they're having in mind, when they're slaughtering it, that it should be the sin offering, the Chatas, of Nachshon. Now, it wasn't actually a real sin offering. It was what's called the Sir Chatas. It had the halach of a Karban Chatas. It was a he-goat, which all the Nesim, all the princes, all the heads of the tribes, the Jewish people, did at the time of the Chanukah's Hamishkan, when they inaugurated the Mishkan, one of them being Nachshon, the first one who did that. So if someone's bringing his Chatas to be like the Chatas Nachshon, Kishera. His Karban Chatas is going to be kosher, meaning it's not going to be considered Shaloi Lishma, which is called Shina Kodesh, as if he changed the designation of the carbon, because in other words, what's the novelty in this? Well, of course, it's not a problem because they're both chattas. We say no, because actually the chattas of Nachshon, since ultimately it wasn't because of a veri that he did, it was just a gift offering, a way of inaugurating the Mishkan, and not to atone for a sin. Essentially, maybe you would say it's like he slaughtered it to be an oila. Now, that would be considered shina kodesh. That would be slaughtering a karban chattas for an oila, which we said in our Mishnah would make a pasul. And that is what the Chiddush is saying, is that no, it's going to be kosher. Now, for sure it's not going to be a problem of a shinu bailam, of a change of owners, because he's not slaughtering it to atone Nachshon. It's just to be that type of carbon that like Nachshon had. And on that, he explains why is it kosher, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Meyikra zayis teres achatas. This is the law of the chatas, which sounds like Torah achas l'chol chatayis, just one halach of all chatayis, meaning it's still considered the same category of chatas, although it's different type of chatas. There it was like a gift, here it's like a sin offering. Still, since it's a chatas, it's not considered shalai l'shman, it's going to be kosher. However, the Gemara tells that Yosef Rav of Kamala l'hashmaita, Rav was sitting, and he was saying over this teaching, and Esvi Rav Mesharsha l'Rav, and Rav Mesharsha asked on Rav from the following brisa. The brisa brings his father, Reb Shimon, he says, Kala menaches shenik mitzu shaloi l'shman ksheres. Any flower offering, which is a certain type of a carbon, which that's the parallel of this Masechta Vesvachim, is the next Masechta Menaches, which has similar parallels, but it's a flower offering, not an animal offering. So if it was if the kmitza, which is the fistful of from the flower, which is sacrificed in Mizbeach, was done not for the sake of that type of mincha, there's many different types of flower offerings, it's going to be ksher, it's going to be kasher. And not only that, it's going to even fulfill the obligation of the owner, because meaning Reb Shimon disagrees, he agrees by Zvachim that shaloi lishman, it's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation. But by flower offerings, he disagrees, and he says, it will even fulfill the obligation of the owner. And he explains why. He says, because flower offerings is not comparable, it's not the same as what we're talking about in our Masechta of animal sacrifices. Because Shakoimitz Machavas Lashem Archeshes, he says, imagine if someone does the fistful, which is part of the Avaidis, it's like the Shechita by a Zvich, by a carbon, is what the fistful is regarding the flower offering. If he does a Kmitza by the Machavas for the sake of it being a Marcheshes. Now, there's two types of vessels that, there's more than that, but there's two that we're describing right now, that they use to fry the flower offerings. Now, every flower offering was brought 10 breads of each type. Now, the machavas was a very shallow pan, and therefore the breads would come out very hard, because since it was shallow, so the flour would spread out, and the fire would burn the oil, because it's a very flat pan, not so deep, and therefore it would be hard. that's considered the machavas. It's more flat. The marcheshes, the reason why it's called marcheshes, from the word of reicheshen, of like moving, it's a very deep pan. So therefore, everything there is very soft and doughy, and it's like moving because the fire doesn't burn the oil. It's like deep frying. And more, when the person puts his finger in it, it looks like it's moving. So if someone goes and does the kmitza on the machavas, that let it be a marcheshes, but the actions itself proves, like they say, actions speak louder than words, it proves that it's not a marcheshes, that it's a machavas. His own actions are proving that he's doing it to be a machavas, because he's doing it in that type of form. He's having that type of cooking process. Similarly, charev, if let's say someone is doing a kmitza on a dry mincha, which is a minchas chayte, a sin offering mincha, where there's no oil that's brought over there. As the pasuk in Vayikra, hey, lo yosam l'ashem, you don't put oil in it. So it's a dry. Let's say he's doing it, he's having in mind, oh, I want it to be l'shem blula, to be, which blula means mixed, meaning that flour often that's mixed with oil, which is not dry. Says Reb Shimon, that's going to be fulfilling the obligation of the owner, because ma'aseh mechichen shechareva. His own actions prove that it's a dry flour offering, because there's no oil in there. How can you say it's a blula? So it's obvious that his thought process is a phony. It's that it's false, because Reb Shimon holds in such a situation where it's obvious that you're doing something that contradicts your thought, that's not going to help that thought. Now, Av Bezvachem Anakin says you're right. By Karbanis, it's not like that. Shechita achas lekulan. There, the slaughtering is the same. When you're slaughtering an oila to be a chatas, there's no indicator that what you're having in mind is not the case, because it could be. There's nothing that's intrinsic showing this, that this is an oila or not a chatas. And therefore there, yeah, the machshava will help. So to Kabbalah achas lekulan, the receiving the blood looks the same whether it's an oila or a chatas. Zrika achas lekulan, the throwing of the blood is the same. So therefore, he says there's a difference fundamentally between mincha, where it's going to be fulfilling the obligation, and zvicha. Says the Gemara as follows. This was the question they're asking from this braisa. Taima de maseh mechichen. So it sounds like the reason why Reb Shimon says by flour offering it's going to be kosher, it's going to even fulfill the obligation of the owner, shalai lishma, is because the actions are disproving his thought. Ha'ein maseh mechichen loy. But if you didn't have that svara, that logic, that if the actions were not disproving the thoughts like by Zvachim, then we wouldn't say that it's going to be fulfilling the obligation of the owner. And that asked Rav Misharishi to Rava, Amai, why? Lemi should say and interpret the pasuk. It says in the Terizois Teres HaMincha, this is the law of the flower offerings. You should say the same drasha that you just said before. Tara achas l'chal ha-menachas, there should be one law for all flower offerings. Obviously you see that even according to Reb Shimon, that he says that there it's going to be kasher, he does not learn it from Zayis HaTorah. And for sure, according to Rabbanan, it's going to be difficult, because even by menachas they say it does not fulfill the obligation of the owner. Obviously they don't expound Torah achas to say that there's one law for all the flower offerings, and hence they don't say the same thing for sure by chatas, that all chatas offerings are all going to be the same. Now, Rashi points out, and although we quoted Rava on Dav Zayin and Alf that said, and we'll quote it similarly later, that chatas chelif sheshach l'shem chatas dam is kasher, if someone slaughters, brings a karma chatas that he has to bring for a sin of eating forbidden fats, and he has in mind that it should be a chatas for his having eaten blood, which is forbidden, that it's going to be kasher, so that should also be asked that, well, here you see that you're not going to say all chatas are the same. Why is it kosher? So that's not difficult. Because there, the chatas chelev and chatas dam are the same thing. They're both really just called a regular karma chatas. And both of them atone for a sin that's punishable for karas. So there's not going to be a shina kodesh, not really a change of designation of the type of carbon, because he slaughtered a chatas for a chatas. Now, however, by Menachas Machavas and Menachas Macheshes, they're not called the same thing. They're called different types of Menachas. They both have their own names. So therefore, it's only difficult, like we're bringing on Rav over here, because Chatas Nachshon is a real change. Because essentially, really, the Chatas Nachshon is not even like a Chatas. It's really like a carbon oila. It's like a doyrin. It was given as a gift, as a Tahashem Yisbach, when they inaugurated the Mishkan. And still, Rav is saying it's kosher. Why? Even though it should really be Shina Kodesh, because of Torah, Zayis HaTorah, the Torah Achas, that's difficult. Because you see by the parsha of Zayis Torah HaMincha that you don't say Torah Achas, and therefore you don't say the same drasha by Zayis Torah HaChatzas. So Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right. E Itmar, if we say the halacha of Rav that we mentioned, Hachi Itmar, this is the way it should be said, and actually not referring to Shina Kodesh, that to a different type of carbon, but rather it's referring to Shina Bailam, to a different type of owner. And this is how it was said. Amar Rav Mishmei Demavig, he said that Chata Sheshachta Al Menas Sheyiskapa Banachshin, not for the type of carbon Anachshin brought, but rather if someone slaughters a carbon Chatas, that it, on the intention that it should atone on Nachshin, which that's Shina Bailam, that it should be for a different owner. And that is what Rav said, that like, Sheir is going to be kosher. Why? It's for someone else. Because in kapara lemesim, there's no atonement for someone who's dead. So therefore, you cannot qualify that as what we said on the previous daf, b'mechuyiv kapara kamaisai. The only time it's an invalidation of shina b'alim, it's only if that other person is required and obligated in the same carbon like the person who's bringing it. Here, you can't say that Nachshon has that same qualification because he's dead. And a dead person doesn't have atonement, which therefore does not have that same obligation as the karma chatas, and therefore it's going to be kosher. That is the Gemara. If that's the case, that was his halacha, then v'lema meis ba'alma. Then why doesn't he just say the halacha that if someone slaughters a karma chatas for a dead person, even someone that was obligated in the chatas, he can't have atonement anymore? Why pick Nachshon? Says the Gemara, I mean, we understand why he would pick Nachshon if it was regarding a chiddush of Shina Kodesh, like we said before, that's not going to be considered Shina Kodesh, even though it's like an Eila. But if you're saying it's just because someone that passed away, so why pick Nachshon? Says the Gemara, the Hakamash Milan, this was his chiddush. Time of the maze, no, it's because Nachshon passed away, that's why it's not going to be a problem with Shina Bailam. But Hadachai, but if let's say he would have slaughtered it in a change of owner to someone who is still alive, even if it's Dumbi Din Akshin, even if it's someone who was obligated in the Chatas, which is not coming for his sin, which is similar to the Sar of Nachshin, that even there, it's going to be Psula. Why? Because in my knee, what would be such a case like Sar Nachshin? It's Chatas Nazar, Chatas Metzaira. It's when a Nazar brings a Chatas, a Metzaira brings a Chatas, their purification process requires a Chatas, but it's not really to atone for a sin. It's just how their purification process comes, similar to Nachshin. So though it's not even a regular Karma Chatas, and that is what the Chiddush is saying, that since if it's for a live person who needs a Chatas, it would be considered someone that needs a Chatas just like him, and actually then there would be a problem about Shina Bail. But however, the Gemara asked, but why? Hani Oilis Ninu? But these are essentially Oilis, like we said. Why? We said Shina Bailam is only a problem if it's for another person who requires a Karma Chatas like this person. But here it's not really Karma Chatas. Yeah, it's a Karma Chatas, but it's really not for a sin offering. It's not the same type. So it shouldn't be considered Shina Bailam. Why would it be a problem? Why are you saying it's only not a problem because Nachshon who already is not alive, but someone just like him that would be alive would be a problem? Why would it be a problem? It's an Oila, and that shouldn't be a Shina Bailam. So Eli Rather says the Gemara, you're right. If we had this teaching, it's as follows. Amar Rav Mishmei Demavig. He says, the chata sheshachta al shemachuyiv chatas kenachshon. Meaning, not just for Nachshon, because he passed away. No. If someone slaughters a karma chatas for someone who's alive, that's obligated in the karma chatas like Nachshon, like we said, meaning even chatas nazar, chatas mitzayru, that it's going to be kasher. Why? Why is it kasher? Shina bailam? No, like we said, because chatas Nachshon, oilehi. And so to Chatas Nazar, Chatas Mitzayra, they're like an Eila, they're like a Dairin, they're like a gift that's not atoning for a sin, and therefore it's actually not going to be a problem with Shina Bailam. Now, Igudama, there are those who say a different version, Omer Rabbish made the Mavik, but they're not contradicting each other. Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Nachshon, a carbon Chatas that's slaughtered to be the type of carbon, not Shina Bailam, the type of carbon of Chatas Nachshon, that Psula, it's going to be Pasul. Why? Because actually, it is Shina Kodesh. Chatas Nachshon Oilehi. The Chatas of Nachshon is a Oile, and if you're slaughtering for that type of Chatas, it's not considered the same thing. It's considered a different type of carbon, because like an Oile, and it would be a problem. And that is the Gemara, but if that's the case, that you're talking about Shina Kodesh because it's like an Oile, then why pick Chatas Nachshon? If Lema Chatas Nazar, Chatas Mitzera, pick a more practical, something that people still bring today, which is a Chatas Nazar, Chatas Mitzera. Chatas Nachshon was one time in history. Says the Gemara, Eker Chatas Nakat. We just only picked the one that's the source of individual, the first Chatas Yachad, the first Karma Chatas is brought by an individual, especially that which is not coming for a sin. The first one ever brought in history was that of Nachshon, and therefore they picked that case. But you're right, the same thing would apply to Chatas Nazar, Chatas Mitzayra. And again, therefore, it's not contradicting the previous halacha that, yeah, we consider this Chatas Nachshon, Chatas Nazar, Chatas Mitzayra, as essentially like an Oila. So therefore, as we said, that regarding Shina Kodesh, that would be a problem, because it's like a different type of carbon. And regarding Shina Bailam, actually, it's not going to be a problem, as the first version had said it, because, as we said, Shina Bailam is only if it is for a person that has the same type of carbon, but if someone's bringing his Chatzis for Shimon, for someone else, who's Chayv and Ayla, which is what we consider this Chatzis Nachshon, Chatzis Nazar, Chatzis Mitzayra, then actually wouldn't be a problem of Shina Bailam. Continuing on this halacha, Amar Ravi says, Chatas chel v'shashach l'shem chatas lam, chatas dam, like we quoted this before, that if someone is bringing a karma chatas for a sin, let's say it was a sin of eating forbidden fats, and he's having in mind that it should be for a different sin of consumption, that of consuming blood, or l'shem chatas avodas kechavim, or for a sin of having done avodas zara, k'sheira, it's going to be kasher. Now, chatas chel v'chatas dam, like we said, because that's considered the same karma chatas. Now, chatas avodas kechavim is actually adding an extra chiddush, because even though it's not the same exact as all other karbanos chatos for a sin, because a regular sin offering can be brought either from a she-lamb or from a she-goat. Contrast by avodas zara, it's only kasher by a she-lamb, and not by she-lamb, only by a she-goat, and therefore, we would have thought to say that it'd be like Shina Kodesh, because it's not the same type of karma chatas. And that's the chiddush, that even so, since it has the same punishment of karas, and the chatas is atoning for it, it's considered the same type of karma chatas. Continues Rav, L'shem chatas nazar, which like we said before, but let's bring the chatas chelev for a chat, he's having in mind that it should be chatas for a nazar, or l'shem chatas mitzar, or for the chatas that a mitzar brings, then psulin is going to be possible, like we said, because that's not a chatas, although it is a kamachatas, but rather hani oilas, and they're like an oila because they are not for a sin, and therefore it's going to be a problem of shina kaidish. On these halachas by Rava. Rava asked, chatas chelev shashacht l'shem chatas to tumas mikdash or kadashav. Regarding a situation where someone's bringing a regular kamachatas, let's say for eating forbidden fats, the thought they're having in mind when they're slaughtering it, that it should be a chatas that brought for someone that when he was tummy, he went to the Beis HaMikdash or partook from Kachim, and because of that aver, he has to bring a kamachatas. He's having in mind that type of kamachatas. Now, what would halacha be over there? Because we said that if it's the same type of chatas, so then it's not going to be possible. If it's for a different type of chatas that's more like an oila, then it would be a problem. What is this categorized as? As the Gemara explains, Mi Amrin and Karis Kamaisa, do we say that the chatas for the one who went into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumma, he would get karis? And that's what the chatas is coming to atone for. So therefore, it's not different than a regular kamachatas that's also for karas, and therefore it would be considered the same type and not shina kodesh. Idama in kavu kamaiso. Maybe you say that no, it's still not the same as a regular kamachatas, because a regular kamachatas has what's called a chatas kavua. It has to be brought from animals. In contrast, by Thomas Mikdash Gadashev, it's from the category of karban oil b'yarid, which if a person can't afford animals, he can bring bird offerings, and if he can't afford that, he even brings flower offerings. So it's not the same exact. So what is it? Is it the same type, and the not Shina Kodesh, or is it like a different type, and would be possible as Shina Kodesh? So the Gemara doesn't answer the question. But the Gemara does tell us a different version. Of Achab read the Rav Amas Nidakulu, he learned all the teachings we mentioned before, that he learns them Lepsula, that actually they were all possible. My time, what's the reason? Even Chatzis Chil, that's brought to be like a Chatzis Dam. What's the reason? The pasuk says you slaughter it to be a karma chatas. What that means to say is l'shem oisel chatas for that type of karma chatas. But if you bring it for even a different type of the same chatas, it's going to be possible. Now on that, only Rav Asher l'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, he asks, so if so, according to you, since you say from your father, from Rava, that all those cases are going to be possible, even chatas chil that's brought to be chatas dam, and for sure, then therefore, which in the first version had that as kosher, and then the question was only regarding Tumas Mikdash Akadashav. According to your version, for sure the case of Chatas of Mikdash Akadashav is for sure going to be possible. So according to you, how do you learn your father's question? What's the question? If even the more kosher cases you say are possible, like Chatas Chilv, Chatas Dam, which is really the same thing, just a different sin, but it's the same Karma Chatas, then Mikdash Akadashav, which is not even the same type because it's a Karma Neil B'Yarid, then how do you learn this question? So Amalei, he says that Anan Bishinu Bailamas namely. He says, we learned our father's question, not as the first version had it from Shinu Kodesh, but rather as Shinu Baila. As the Gemara explains, Vachmas Inla, this is how we learned it. Amar Rava, Rava said those previous halachas, and therefore there's different gersois, if it was Amar Rav or Amar Rava, Chatas Chelev Shashachta Al Mishem Mechoyev Chatas Dam. Not as Shinu Kodesh, not as a different type of carbon, but rather for a person, for a different type of a person. So if someone's bringing his own chatas for having eaten forbidden fats, but he's slaughtering it for someone that was obligated for a chatas dam, for a different type of karma chatas, or the chatas avodas kechavim, or that person was chayav chatas for avodas zara. So that's psula. That is considered a problem of shina bailam, because ultimately it's that other person is mechuyav chatas just like him. Now, however, amisha mechuyav chatas nazir v'chatas mitzayra, but if let's say it's brought for someone who is liable a different type of karma chatas, that of being a nazir or of mitzayra, then kasher, then it's going to be kosher, because like we said before, those are really korban oilos, and therefore it's not shein debalim, because it's not the same type. As we said, shein debalim is only if it is the same type. Now, ubayin lahachir, but this is how we had our father's question on those halachas. Bayi Rava asked, what's if someone's slaughtering karmachatas for someone else that's mechuyev karmachatas because having gone into the base of Mikdash in a state of impurity? What's the question? It's the same question, but it's in the flip because of Shina Bailam. Me Amrin and Karis Kamaisa, do we say that maybe it is considered what's called mechuyev kapar kamaisa? Because it's the same thing, because they're both for things that are punished by karas. Therefore, it would qualify for the invalidation of Shin Bayam of saying Allah v'loy chaveri, because chaveri is domi d'day, because they're both chatois that are for karas. And therefore, it would be a problem of Shin Bayam. Maybe, no, in kavua kamaisa. It's not the same thing like it, because it's not a permanent carbon, because there it comes as a oil of a yirid, and therefore it's not going to invalidate. That is what take or let it stand. But according to our version, it wasn't in Shina Kodesh, because Shina Kodesh, for sure, because even if you would say it's the same type, like we find, like the concept of Shina Bailam, but the Pasuk says clearly, V'shachat ois l'chat, this has to be for that type, even though it's from the same min. And even Chatzas Chel v'chatzas Dam is a problem. His whole question was regarding Shina Bailam, where you don't have the Gzer Zakasav, so yeah, Chatzas Chel v'chatzas Dam are the same type, and therefore it's a problem of Shina Bailam. But the question was regarding Tumas Mekadosh Akadashav, would that also be the same type of regarding Shina Bailam? On that, let it stand, it's not clear what the answer would be.